And now, a bonus segment of the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Chris Plant holds forth every weekday, Central Time, about 9 in the morning till about 11 o'clock, which we call El Rushbo time. He's our embedded guy in D.C. and is doing a terrific job for us. I wonder what he thought of Donald Trump came out with prepared remarks yesterday, definitely on prompter, regarding spree shootings, school shootings, gun control, kids, and bump stocks.
This week, I will be holding a number of discussions with students, local leaders, and law enforcement to develop concrete steps that we can take to secure our schools, safeguard our students, and protect our communities. School safety is a top priority for my administration.
Well, we've been talking about this regularly since I started on the radio some 35 years ago, and more recently since Florida. Maybe this is just the price we pay for a very, very free society.
I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. I expect that these critical regulations will be finalized, Jeff, very soon.
Referencing Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General who was there. Let's start there with Chris Plant. So talking about bump stocks, that's a way to let a little bit of the steam out of the pressure cooker here, but probably much ado about nothing. What did you think of the president's remarks yesterday, or any president, in dealing with something like this? I'm not sure there's anything any president can really do.
Yeah, that's fair enough, and I think you nailed it on the bump stocks, too. I mean, you know, a bump stock is a peculiar little plastic device that that makes your rifle bump back and forth. So it simulates the action of a more rapidly firing rifle. But the reality is, if you have an AR-15, you can pull the trigger quite quickly using your own finger, you know, over and over again. Furthermore, you can sidestep a bump stock by using your belt. There are different tricks. You can just go to the internet. I'm not recommending people do, but you can go to the internet and see that there are workarounds for the bump stock. The bump stock, look, I'm a gun owner. I don't think the bump stock is something that I'm interested in personally. The NRA last year said that they were fine with regulating bump stocks. President Trump doesn't cross the NRA in saying that. But look, I mean, as you were saying, once again, we have a horrible tragedy that's just a nightmare for all of us, not to mention the families and the individuals directly involved. And it would be nice to think that we had, as a society, some ability to respond to this in an affirmative way that would reduce at least the number of these types of shootings. But I do also tend to think we focus on the wrong thing. We focus on the tools. When radical Islamic jihadi runs people over with a vehicle in New York, we put up barriers on a walkway in Nice, France, where I think 87 people were killed by somebody driving a vehicle. You put up barriers, but we don't put barriers around our schools. And for some reason, we've got armed guards at banks and casinos and airports and 1,000 other places. But some people choose to draw the line at schools. Well, oh, no, we can't have armed people at schools. We've got armed people every place that we want to protect, but for some reason not at schools. It's a very emotional topic, of course, and for some people it's a very personal topic. We all want to prevent these things from happening. But throwing out the Second Amendment in order to secure our schools doesn't seem like a good trade-off to a lot of people, you know? And it's something that we're not going to resolve this time around. I'll go ahead and bet on it now. Some people don't actually want to solve the problem. Some people prefer to have the problem here to fight about. It's a very polarizing issue, and a lot of politicians like polarizing issues to be front and center when they've got critical midterm elections, so they can accuse the other guy of being the bad guy. And for the most part, unfortunately, that's what goes on in this town. You know, look, we've always had guns. When we were little kids, there were essentially just as many guns per capita in the United States. We also had mental illness back then. I don't think we have more mentally ill people now than we had in the 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s. But we didn't have these types of incidents. So if you're looking for the cause, it's probably not guns. It's probably not mental illness by itself. But we're clearly missing something here, aren't we?
I think it's a corrosive culture. We're talking here with Chris Plant, host of his own program, 9 until 11 Central, weekdays, right?
You know, Chris, I think you bring up a lot of good points. I would like to say that I did pass Lake Park High School yesterday, and I did notice, and I know this is a lot, at least in the Chicago area, there's always a police car there. I know in my kids' school they have an armed guard. I know in my former school there's an armed guard there. Chris, I'd like to ask you this. You know, I look at these students and these protesters. I understand. It's emotional. I was at my daughter's band concert last night, and you look at these kids, and all you want in the world is good for them. At least we can give that to our children. But I wonder, at the point of George Clooney and his wife Amal and Oprah Winfrey giving these kids millions upon millions of dollars now to go march on Washington and assemble so they can go to the Florida State House. I understand what they're trying to do, but I wonder who is going to handle all that money. Where's that money going? Who's behind it? Who's organizing the buses? Because I got to tell you, it took me 30 tries when my son was in school to just wake him up in the morning and get him out the door. So I want to know, you know, and trust me when I say this, and I don't want people to misread this. We need to do something, but I want to know, who do you suppose is behind all this?
Well, you know, the left never lacks for organizations or organizers, and honestly, it's, you know, I don't want to be cynical here, but it's also impossible to be too cynical these days. The Democrats saw the school shooting as a tragedy. I won't say they didn't see it as a tragedy. They also saw it as an opportunity to organize, to stand up another movement. Hey, wait, we've got another movement. We've got another hashtag, another pound sign in front of some words. It's the night of a thousand movements. And when Barack Obama was president, and the sort of Van Jones school, the Andy Stern of the SEIU school, they stood up 1,000 community organizers across the country and stood up 1,000 organizations, from Occupy to Black Lives Matter to this and that, and the endless stream of organizations that were stood up during the 8 years of the Obama administration. And they're capable of standing up these organizations, their pop-up organizations, like pop-up stores in shopping malls. And there are people waiting to jump in, generally pretty politically radical people, quite honestly, who are ready to get on an airplane and fly someplace to stand up organizations to advance the cause of, in some cases, the Democratic Party, and in some cases, just the left. And, you know, you raise a great question. Who's George Clooney giving the money to?
You know, let me throw a little personal insight into this, Chris. My wife is a well-meaning, wonderful woman, and she and her sisters have access to a family foundation, and they make charitable donations. And the family has decided, in light of Florida, to make a not insignificant, Ray knows the number, I'm not going to mention it on the air, but a not insignificant donation to an organization called Every Town USA, I think that's the name of it, which is a well-respected organization advocating sensible gun control laws that I read from their website yesterday on the air. But I asked her point blank last night. I said, have you and your sisters discussed how this money will be deployed? How will the money be deployed to actually stop events like we saw in Florida from happening in the future? And there was just a long moment of awkward silence. And with the killing of our police officer here in Chicago last week, I believe in the 100 Club, which is a philanthropic organization to help the survivors of fallen firefighters and cops. And I said, once your money, at least you know it's more divisible. You know what your money's going to if you make that same donation to the 100 Club, which I know isn't per se against, you know, promoting gun safety laws or gun advocacy. But I said, at least you have a better divisible example of where your money is going. And she was not happy with me, even my line of questioning. So a lot of people want to, you know, do the right thing. They really haven't put any thought behind their efforts.
Well, if you'll notice in all of the debate and with all the yelling and all the emotions and all the freshly minted new leaders of the movement who are high school students in many cases, no one is proposing a specific solution. Because if you read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, the goal is not to solve the problem. The goal is to capitalize on the problem.
Well, let me play a clip for you, Chris, not to interrupt, but you may recognize this voice.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste.
What I mean by that is
an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Yeah, there's old Rahm and my high school classmate, Rahm Emanuel. I mentioned that yesterday on my show, that this is an opportunity for the Democrats as much as it is a tragedy for the rest of us. And let me say something. I'm going to say one thing about Every Town USA. Everytown USA is the group that's funded largely by Michael Bloomberg, the New York billionaire, and it is the group that came up with the statistic that there have been 18 school shootings in the United States since January 1st, which is completely and utterly false.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah, I addressed that on this program a couple days ago, I think. Yeah. I know the story and the corresponding refutation of it.
Well, if anything.
A guy committed suicide outside of a school that's been closed for 7 months.
And that got counted as one.
On the street in his car. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that count as school shootings. And this is, you know, this is why it's so difficult for those of us out here just trying to consume the news to get to the truth, because there are some, and look, and every time USA puts this number out, and the NBC and ABC and CBS and the Washington Post and the New York Times all run with this number, and they parrot it again and again, and people at the dinner table are saying there have been 18 school shootings, and teachers are saying there have been 18 school shootings, and there haven't been. In fact, it might be five at the outside, which is five too many, let's grant. But when you're being tube-fed false information that's being driven by people with a political agenda, then it's very – and politicians are parroting the numbers. Look, it's not just the media. We've got senior members of Congress in the House and the Senate saying the same thing. And when you're bombarded with false information.
It's dangerous and corrosive.
Social media is killing us. I know three things today, Chris. I know that everybody wants to do something to help. We know that. Number two, we're going to hear more with you at 9 o'clock as the day goes on about this. And three, my partner, John Howell, is in big trouble when he gets home tonight.
I was hesitant, but it's every time you say, I apologize.
I'm not a voting member of that organization.
Well, that needs to change.
Well, I don't think it's going to change. There's blood and there's in-laws, and I'm in-law. You know,
okay,
so.
I got you.
All right, well.
Well, it's the job of the left to spread falsehoods.
Well, it's corrosive.
Their role in society.
Yeah, and it's true of any political advocacy. The left doesn't have a monopoly on it, that's for sure.
True. You're right about that.
I agree with you. It's hard not to be cynical about everything. Chris, thank you. We'll listen for more at 9 o'clock. Have a terrific day.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. There's Chris Plant here on Double Dallas.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.